Hi, Dev Days. I'm Ben Unsworth from Dark Slope Studios. I'm currently in our sauna because it's the only place in our house that you can't see or hear other people. On the screen, though, is our office in Toronto. This is where we build and test our VR games and experiences. It's also where our 2,000 square foot motion capture stage is. We use this for a lot of things. We use this for our free roam VR game development. Use it to create cinematics for our games. We also use it in virtual production for our real-time pipeline for linear animated television. And finally, more recently, we're using it for enterprise training and performance capture to create XR scenario design. Right now, however, our office looks like this. And our team of 27 talented 3D artists, animators, and game developers looked like this. So the challenge is as follows. How do we continue our motion capture business while working remotely?
Before we get to that though, here's some past work that features our motion capture capabilities.
I'm just going to change rooms. I'll be right back.
Anyway, as I was saying, our entire company has been relocated to our homes. And in my case, a 600 square foot ski chalet a couple hours north of the city. And while we've never been busier, we are faced with a real issue to our productivity. How do we continue on with the motion capture aspect of our work while in quarantine? That topic is the subject of my talk today. Using the new Azure Kinect sensor with the plugin we wrote for the Unreal Engine to help us stay productive and continue to develop unique human-computer interactions for our clients and partners. The Azure Kinect Developer Kit is an advanced computer vision PC peripheral that brings multiple artificial intelligence sensors together into one device. You've likely seen the earlier versions of the Kinect as part of an Xbox setup, but the Azure Kinect is a new-ish device. It's a next-gen device hosting a number of new and improved features and hardware, including a number of specs that I've lifted here off the Microsoft Mixed Reality website and can be seen in this video. Thank you. So as you can see here, a number of specs to note. The Azure Connect features a 1 megapixel depth sensor with a wide narrow field of view, 7 microphone array for far field speech and sound capture, 12 megapixel RGB video camera for an additional color stream that's aligned to the depth stream, an accelerometer and gyroscope IMU for sensor orientation and spatial tracking, and external sync pins to easily synchronize sensor streams from multiple Kinect devices. At Dark Slope, we're using it for a number of interesting applications. We have recently completed a yet-to-be-released brand activation for an agency partner, using the sensor to allow participants to engage in a fitness challenge, measuring jump height, chin-up duration, and running on the spot speed. As you can see, the testing of this app required a lot of physical activity. The QA team walked away from this project completely ripped. We have also played with reactive visuals using the joint positions of the detected people in the scene to control particle system parameters. And we have recently started working on motion capture tools to create your own mocap facility in your, say, 600 square foot ski chalet. But most importantly, we are packaging this all up as an Unreal Engine plugin for everybody's use and available on the UE Marketplace starting in June. Initially, our plugin will feature four main areas of functionality. First is multiple avatar avatiring for up to 5 people at the same time in the same scene. Second, video streaming of the device camera, so the RBG camera, the depth camera, the IR camera, and the body index map. Recording of all the data streams via the Kinect directly to the PC from the Kinect. And in general access to both the Azure Kinect body and the sensor SDK. We have recently improved the performance by adding multi-threading so that the tracking doesn't affect the frame rate on the game thread. And a typical issue in public installations, similar to the one that we just built, is to make sure that you're tracking the correct person. So there's a hot zone feature that will only detect people in a certain configurable area, a hot zone that you can set up, as well as a feature to tell you who the closest person to the camera is. There's another feature to lock the avatar position to a specified floor location, or you can allow it to roam freely. We are releasing the plugin as a beta release in order to start gathering feedback. We think it's useful as it is, so we wanted to release it to the public as soon as possible, but expect to be adding features and improving the solution as we iterate on user input. As per future features, we are currently working on a number of ideas, including the ability to record all of the keyed animation data into the engine. This is clearly key to the idea of creating a mini mocap studio from home. We are also repurposing some of our existing facial mocap tools to allow the device to capture and record facial motion capture data to drive blend shapes and joint rotations, and also save that out as animation files in the engine. And finally, we are looking to generally improve the character IK system and hopefully eventually allow the use of third-party IK systems that are already available on the Marketplace store. A general goal in all of this is to bring simple-to-use motion capture tools to small spaces. To try to give a single person the possibility to one-man band an entire animated content piece. We know it's possible, and we know it's fun. Here's an example of a short that one of our Dark Slope team members, Nathaniel, made in an afternoon in our studio. Writing, acting, virtual camera operating, editing, and exporting, all from within the Unreal Engine and all within a 4-hour period. had a lot of fun over the years with the Kinect, lighting myself on fire here in our new plugin with the Unreal Engine Niagara Particle System. Being made into a game character so that I can jump and duck over cardboard boxes at my old studio. High-fiving my way through a maze of colleagues, late for a meeting, or being a paperboy in VR. I'll leave you with a bit of nostalgia from 2013 of some guys from The Verge talking about an older Kinect installation I did, imagining a future of interactive technologies, and possibility of how peripherals like the Kinect and VR headsets could usher in a new era of interaction design, which feels fitting for a conference today in alt space VR.
Concurrent viewers. It's not that many.
Let's talk about Paperboy, which I
totally Let's talk about Paperboy. Let's do this. Have you guys seen this? This is the coolest. This is one of the coolest things to ever have been done with anything ever.
Wait, so what is it?
Okay. Somebody made a Paperboy. You know the game Paperboy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like you're a guy on the bike and you're throwing papers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody made a version of Paperboy that is like a immersive 3D Paperboy where you wear the an Oculus Rift.
Okay.
You ride a stationary bike.
Kicker.
And there's a Kinect.
Oh, wow.
And you throw papers off of the bike. And it's like you're in the world of Paperboy from like a first-person perspective.
That's insane.
Can we get the – we have video of it.
I'm not sure we can get the video.
Yeah, okay, they're trying to get video.
Let's be clear. Like, this is generations of technological advances and innovation, interaction, design.
Yeah.
And it's to emulate a childhood job of like throwing paper.
Yeah, but –
which is awesome. This is incredibly awesome.
But that is a why am I playing?
It instills good values.
But that is an incredible it's just such a cool idea because when you think about the world of Paperboy, and you do think about it all the time. When you think about the world of Paperboy, did you ever think at some point I'm going to like literally inject myself into this Matrix style and be living? I'm going to see the view of the Paperboy. I'm going to feel what the Paperboy feels.
That would be awesome.
Look at this. Can we see? There's some gameplay footage here. Hang on. Hopefully. This is the dude who made it, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we are in the world of Paperboy.
Paperboy never looked this good.
Okay. Can we get the first person? Where's the first person?
This is the whole trailer.
This is beautiful. It's exciting.
But, does it have?
I really like that it's important which bike you
use. Yeah, the bike is like, this is a really good, it's a really good bike. But I just think like when you think about what the Oculus can could allow for, what it can do.
Right.
Oh, here we go. This is so cool. Also, great.
Wow.
Yes, this is so awesome.
Oh,
it's a great way to exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. You could play like a light bike, Tron light bike game.
No, Tron would be interesting.
Where your speed is controlled by the bike, by the pedaling of the bike.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Think about like
he's throwing paper all over the place.
I mean, this is incredible.
Where does he get all those papers?
Look, it doesn't matter. This you got to admit, this is unbelievable.
This is pretty.
This is some out there, ultra futuristic,
right?
Just totally. Who could have seen this coming?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love these guys.
And like, this isn't like crazy complex technology.
It's a pretty funny
like,
video too.
And like, to talk about this like very lovingly, like just a great bunch of ideas in terms of like interaction.
Look at this. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, that's a little too much.
That's too much. That's not Paperboy style. I know Paperboy, and he would never do that.
Being a Paperboy is very
maybe
serious.
He might have actually done something like that. Right. Anyhow, this is really cool. I think it's one of the coolest stories of the week, I have to say. And I was blown away by it, and I'm excited, and I want to play it. What else do we have? What other stuff?
That's it. That's the end of my talk. Thank you for listening. If you want more information on our plugin, please reach out. You can contact me directly, ben.unsworth@darkslope.com, or track us down on our website. Links on the screen. And we are really interested to see what you guys could do with it. If you're in Toronto, we run the Unreal Engine meetup. We normally meet about once a month. Right now, we're trying to do some meetings upcoming virtually. So please track us down, and I hope you guys have a really great conference, and maybe we'll see you later in alt space. Thanks.